episode number 25 of Eagle's Eye Report for Wednesday, October 26, 2022. Today's show, as in all shows, is sponsored by TLBTalk.com. It's where you can go to both teach and learn. And you don't have to worry about shadow banning or any of that other crap. As usual, I am your host, Roger Landry, TLB. And my co-host and the producer of this show is my friend and fellow patriot, Stephen Roberts. And if you're going to both co-host and produce the show and be on with me and not be stressified to the point of, I don't know, anyway, that makes you probably the most important person on this show. But I tell you all that every week. Stephen's a good person to have on board. Yes, Stephen, I'm talking about you. Okay.
I thought my ears were burning.
Yeah, flame on. The title of today's show is Mainstream Media and Trust, or MSN and Trust, Opposing Forces. Let me say that again. MSM and Trust, Opposing Forces. And I'm sure most of you have already made sense of that, but those of you who haven't, you'll make a lot of sense of it before this ends. I have a lot of information to put out, so I'm going to be going quickly. I've already told Stephen if he feels the need to jump in to go ahead, but for me to stop, the only real break we're going to have is at the halfway point when our sponsor's spot comes up. But other than that, I do have a lot to cover. The mission of today's show, again, is to be a mechanism for communicating truth and facts in a country increasingly forbidding of these very concepts. Let's go back to the title, MSM and Trust, Opposing Forces. Now, I may say this weekly, but I wish to say it every week. This is not a pleasant way to introduce a show, but today reality is blatant and not very pleasant in many aspects. Thus, the reason for this show, Eagle's Eye Report, in the first place. This show airs weekly live on Shake and Wake Radio. Our thanks to Annie, a very good friend of mine. And also on PSN Radio and SoFlo Radio. I will tell you again, please donate to these platforms. They will all appreciate it, I'm sure. And if you can, think about hitting that. Make this a monthly reoccurring donation. Why? As I tell you every week, and I will hint to this week, I won't go into it as deeply, I don't have the time. You hit that, make this a monthly donation, you allow them to build a budget with confidence. An occasional donation is appreciated, but they don't know whether they can count on it or not. And when you're paying for services to increase how good the product is to you, the listener, being able to count on a budget means a lot. Okay, Stephen, how are you today, my friend?
Doing pretty good. Not really tired or anything.
Well, you will be by the end of this show. All right, let's jump into this, okay? Our mission is to keep you armed with vital truth and to give you a platform where you can discuss these vital issues without fear of censorship or exclusion. And, again, that is the sponsor of this show, TLBTalk.com, a place where you can go and both teach and learn. Information about what you will hear on this show is, again, always included in an article on the LibertyBeacon.com, which is our flagship, tomorrow on Thursdays at noon Central. And these will be active links to anything that was used to put this show together. So you will always understand where Roger gets a majority of his information. Now, you also have to understand, I'm talking about the media, the Liberty Beacon Project, which has half a dozen global news websites, while we also have a social media website. We're not, and I'm not, brand new to media. I'm not. But at the same time, there are always things we can learn. What I'm going to be telling you today are things that I have learned over time, over that 14, 15 years, and they are in my face to such a degree this show became extremely vital to me, especially at this point in time. Right, just prior to what may be one of the most important elections we're going to have in a very long time. Portions of today's show are from an article, Mainstream Media MSM Threatens Democracy, by John Green. And that's portions of this article. As you know, I always like to take what someone else has to say and balance it against what I have to say. And I always give credit to those authors. Now, for anybody who just heard me say threatens democracy, before anybody freaks out and states that we're a constitutional republic, not a democracy, I agree. But we are governed via a democratic process. That's a fact. In most cases in this country, majority rules. Thus, it can be stated our form of governance is a representative democracy. We are, in fact, a constitutional republic where it is the rights of the individual that should be protected over the rights of the majority, but our form of governance is a representative democracy. So if I use the word democracy in the show today, please do not think that I am trying to tell everybody we live in a democracy. I know we don't. But if you look at the form of government we have, or governance we have, it is representative democracy. End of story. You can't say it isn't. It is. The word democracy is not the most horrific word ever in the English language. It depends on how it's utilized, how it's structured in the actual form of governance that you're suffering. So to say it cannot be used in the American experience is wrong. We have a democratic form of government. Absolute fact. We are a representative democracy based on a constitutional republic. Now that I've gotten that out of the way, because I could just see in the chat people saying we're not a democracy, we're not a democracy. I know that. And I don't believe we are, even for a second. Let's start off with an explanation or an understanding of just what the place and importance of the mainstream media is, or what it's supposed to be in America. Again, for anybody who forgot, let's go back to the title of the show, okay? MSM and Trust, Opposing Forces. So, this is why you hear from me. Let's start off today with an explanation or an understanding of just what place and of what importance mainstream media is or was supposed to be in America. All right. For this, we have to start off with the term the Fourth Estate. Our founders considered the media to be a form of check and balance on government and its actions in support or against we the people. Our government's actions in support or against we the people. A mechanism to keep us informed of the truth, to prepare us and allow us to push back against tyranny. The Fourth Estate meant you had the three other estates, which were, guess what? Judicial, legislative, and executive. And the Fourth Estate would be the media. This indicated a distinct separation between the press, the media, and the power and influence of the U.S. government. Again, legislative, judicial, and executive branches. Something that has all but disappeared. Today, a vast majority of what is considered mainstream media undeniably serves as a puppet or a willing partner of all things progressive or liberal in America. Don't say no! If you say no, all you're doing is proving your ignorance. This is a fact, and I will give you a lot of, supports for that fact as we continue. So, since media is undeniably a servant or a willing partner of all things progressive or liberal or of the deep state, we are by default seeing them today not as the Fourth Estate, but as the fourth branch. What do I mean by the fourth branch? Each and every other branch of our government has the ability to affect governance in one form or another, directly. Whether it's, the president giving an executive order, whether it's Congress passing a law, or whether it's the Supreme Court saying you can't make that a law. And now we have the fourth branch, not the fourth estate, the fourth branch, because they have the ability to influence at least on the same level, and in some cases, maybe even at a higher level than their partners, the other three branches of governance. Although examples of corporate media, the mainstream media or the MSM, that's what I'm talking about when I say corporate media, influencing the mindset of we the people to serve, those exercising power goes back well over a century. One only needs to look no further than the last few election cycles to understand the scope of this reality, and it's mind-bending. It's not a little bit. It's not some. It's not, well, yeah, okay. It's, are you freaking kidding me? So when I say mind-bending, just match that up with, are you freaking kidding me? So for our form of self-governance to work, we need a robust news business. This is what our founders imagined it as, a business that would allow them to look into everything and keep you and I informed to the point where we could protect our right as the true governing body, we the people, of a constitutional republic. Yeah. Or a representative democracy, the form of governance. Okay. So, this is why a free and independent press was initially protected by the Constitution. But our MSM has run wildly off those rails. So far off the rails, they can't even see the rails anymore. And all that it's ended up with is us railing against them, which is basically what Roger's doing right now.
But Roger, you know, I question whether we ever had a non-complicit mainstream media.
There was a time way back when technology had nothing to do and okay, I can't get too far off track here. I just got way too much, but you're right. So I have to make this point. Way back when technology didn't exist, all the way back to and including tick, 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 tick. Yeah, the telegraph. All right. There were people standing in the main square of a town shouting out the news. That news was local to that town for about 90 to 98% of everything they said. People would stand in the square and they would debate it because they had actually seen it or been a part of it. Once technology touched media, it became exactly what you're talking about, Steve. Does that make sense to you? And I'm talking about technology even in the most primitive form.
Well, look what Randolph Hearst said back in the latter part of the 19th century. He said, send me the pictures and I'll give you the war.
I understand that. You're talking about technology. I said even in the most primitive forms of technology.
Yeah, yeah.
I was talking about a town crier as being the highest level of technology.
Right.
That was the time when you knew that the news was pretty darn close to what actually happened. Once technology started up, whether it was photography, whether it didn't matter, okay, making recordings, basic radio, initial television, all of these things made it easier and easier for media to become corrupted. So when I say corruption started with the increase of technology, this is what I'm talking about, all right? Anything else, Steve? Because I really got to dive back into this.
Nope, that's it.
Okay, and thank you. That's a great question, by the way. That's something that needed to be answered. All right. The MSM is no longer a purveyor of truth, but rather a developer of narratives now. Narratives, meaning this is the way this goes. This is the way this goes. Why? Because we're telling you this is the way this goes. And they're shameless about it. They're totally shameless. Calling such narratives, listen to me, fake but accurate. Yes, that's actually been quoted. Fake but accurate. The facts may be wrong, but the story supports the chosen narrative. Are you kidding me? No, actually, the problem here is they're not kidding you. They no longer inform the public. Instead, they mislead it to satisfy ideological objectives. Who do those ideological objectives come from? Not me and you. They come from the deep state. They come from the blue trenches. They come from the elitist, whether they're global or American. They don't come for you and me anymore. The MSM has become an industry of propagandists. Not a guess, not a joke, an absolute fact. No longer facilitating self-governance, but in fact undermining it. If I can tell you enough lies to persuade you from one thought to a different thought, then basically I have committed treason in the form of what the hell I was put here for in the first place. That is exactly the opposite of the intention our founders had of constitutionally protecting the mainstream media. The exact opposite. But let's go a little deeper into this. A recent New York Times, a Siena College poll, found that 71% of Americans consider our democracy, meaning our democratic form of government, to be under threat. Okay. Of that group, a shocking 84% consider the mainstream media to be the biggest threat to our representative democracy. So 71% of Americans consider this country to be under threat, our governance, and 84% of those 71% consider the MSN to be the biggest threat. The media that was put here to keep you and I informed to the point where we could prevent tyranny against us, we the people, is now considered by a majority of Americans to be the biggest threat to we the people. This is a New York Times Siena College poll. This equates to 60% of all Americans viewing the mainstream media as a threat. Whoa, 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 whoa. What did Roger just say? And this is a scientific poll. And it has been checked on several times. This equates to 60% of all Americans viewing the mainstream media as a threat to our governance. Not deadly drug cartels, not religious fundamentalists, or even MAGA hat-wearing semi-fascists. The mainstream media. That's the bad guy today for 60% of the U.S. population. I want to know just how stupid the other 40% are, that they can't see this. But anyway, I digress. The poll is not an outlier either, okay? It's consistent with a recent Gallup poll on our confidence in institutions. It found that Americans rank print and television news next to the bottom of institutions that they have confidence in. Okay, CNN. Okay, MSNBC. Okay, ABC. Okay, CBS. Okay, should I go on? Again, this poll found that Americans rank print and television news, mainstream media, next to the bottom of institutions they have any confidence in. The only institution that garners less confidence then the news is our we need to know, pass it to find out what's in it. Congress. Do you remember that? We need to pass it to find out what's in it. That's Nancy Pelosi. It's a law that everybody wanted to know what was in that law, and she steps up in front of the world, at least the United States, and says, we need to pass it to find out what's in it. That's Congress. So the only thing lower than the blue media supported by the progressives and the deep state, which is as blue as you're going to get in this country. Take a look at Mar-a-Lago. I won't go any further with that. Is the blue Congress. Gee, does that make sense to anybody? Even used car dealers command greater confidence than the Congress and the mainstream media. What? In this poll, even used car dealers commanded greater confidence than Congress and the mainstream media. It's no wonder the television news ratings are collapsing. But the problem created goes well beyond ratings and commercial revenues. It's a disaster for this country. It's a disaster for you and me. It's a disaster for we the people. Over the years, the MSM's commitment to social engineering has grown. Social engineering. It's exactly what it sounds like. And its fidelity to the truth has waned. Meaning, they're very inclined to tell you what they think you need to know to get you to do what their puppet masters wish you to do. But at the same time, if that doesn't require telling you the truth, they're fine with that. Propaganda only works as long as people think they're receiving the truth. If people don't think they're receiving the truth, propaganda doesn't work. It fails when people know it's propaganda. Ironically, the MSM's overzealous pursuit of influence has cost them their influence. What has happened to CNN lately? It's going in the toilet, and they're not the only ones. Far too many Americans are realizing a level of lies being stuffed in their face on a daily basis. Whether it's from a pandemic, whether it's from a stolen presidential election, whether it's from the border is secured, how many lies do you hear every day now? And you know for a fact, as soon as you hear it, you chuckle, you roll your eyes, you go, are you kidding me? Are you really saying that again? Ironically, the MSM's overzealous pursuit of influence has cost them their influence. For years, the mainstream media has stretched the boundaries of credibility to make the absolute absurd fit the narrative. They've been caught telling us falsehoods that are obvious falsehoods. Something I just told you. There are certain things, no matter how many times you say them. Joe Biden, Joe Bob, says from the White House the other day, we're not in a recession. Who doesn't believe we're in a recession? It used to be that two quarters of negative, GDP, you're in a recession. We're in the third quarter of negative GDP. But guess what? Joe Bob says we're not in a recession. They decided to change the definition to work for them. But every time you hear that now, you roll your eyes. You know it's an obvious lie. But the mainstream media picks that football up and they run with it. And they're hoping they're going to get a touchdown. That don't work anymore. They created a narrative bubble which is now bursting. 6 of 10 Americans know they've been and are being lied to. They're now seen as the propaganda ministry of the left and the political party the left controls, or the deep state, which is very, very blue. Oh, gee, Mar-a-Lago. I said I wasn't going to say that again. All right, I'll try not to. The mainstream media told us that Donald Trump conspired with Russia to steal an election. Do you remember that? They continued to lie even after special counsel Robert Mueller reluctantly exonerated Trump of any such crime, saying there's absolutely no proof to back any of this up. But the mainstream media is still pumping up the narrative bubble to this day. To this day, after a total exoneration, they still can't put that football down. We were told that the BLM riots were mostly peaceful by the mainstream media across the board. But we saw buildings burned, people murdered, businesses looted, and the bubble grew. The bubble of disbelief in those our founders had all faith would keep us informed so we could push back against the tide of government tyranny. Now they're telling us that we're not actually in a recession. Yeah, already said that. And recessions don't matter. That's another thing they're saying. We're expected to believe because we're being told, because Joe Bob is telling us, and then they are taking and repeating it 1,000 times every day, that the economy is sound as we watch our retirement accounts evaporate and we consume our savings just to survive. The lie is obvious, and the bubble is straining to contain this narrative. The bubble is now huge. The MSM assured us that Joe Biden would return normalcy to the White House if he was elected. They didn't share the ever-mounting evidence of his corruption. They just assured us that Joe Bob would return normalcy to the White House. They also hid the fact that the man is visibly spiraling into dementia. Not a joke. Can anybody out there show me, send it to me at thelibertybeacon.com or tlbtalk.com. Send me a video of Joe Biden that is more than 15 minutes long where he doesn't dap the hell out of himself. I dare you. Send me one. You can't. That popping sound the MSM hears is the propaganda becoming too outrageous to maintain anymore. The Joe Biden is smart, honest, and reasonable tale was more than the narrative could sustain. The bubble is popping, and it's making a hell of a lot of noise. Not a pop, a bang! And that's not a joke. The Hunter, well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to hold off continuing because we're about to hit a break in a minute. Let me give a short synopsis here, okay? Mainstream media was always intended by our founders to be a check and balance that you and I could depend on to understand that our government knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that we were, in fact, their bosses. We were the governance of this country. They were, in fact, our representatives. And over time, it has turned into the mainstream media is a puppet of the most powerful elitist in this country, the deep state, and their puppets, which just happen to be the liberals or the Democratic Party. I can remember when I was a kid, and the Democrats stood for everything that you and I wanted to believe in America. I was a Democrat all the way up until I hit 40 years old. I know this. And I truly believed in it. Today, look at what we're looking at. Look at the last 2 years and realize the absolute destruction America has gone through. and the fact that the mainstream media has told you every bit of this is for our own good. Shut up and bear it. It's for our own good. We're going through a transition, and on the other side, everything's going to be perfect. Steve, we ready to jump into a break here?
Yes, sir.
Okay, whenever you're ready, my friend.
Okay. Back in 60 seconds, everyone.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Okay. So, we've talked pretty much up to the point of the mainstream media narrative or the bubble bursting. Okay? Excuse me. Let's take it a couple levels higher than that. Let's talk about the things that were used via the mainstream media as being good puppets to literally shape the country we live in today, against what you and I would have preferred, against what we would have done without that influence, especially finding out after the fact that we were lied to. And what is Roger talking about? Let's go to one of the most obvious, I mean, so obvious, it's insane, instances. The Hunter Biden laptop from hell. It is a known fact. This would have changed the election. And this isn't even a guess. Polls have already proven that. Democrats have been polled at least a half a dozen times with the question, if you knew everything that was on Hunter Biden's laptop, if you knew the corruption of the Biden family, if you knew what had been accomplished via the pay for play, while and the influence peddling while Joe Bob was vice president, if you knew all of this, would you have voted for Biden? We are being told that anywhere from 5 to 20% of Democrats said no. All it would have taken is 5% of Democrats to change the election. Had it been properly reported on. But the MSM and big tech hid the story or called it Russian disinformation, even though it was actually in your face reality. Did you see the FBI jump up and say, we've had that laptop for how long now? Over a year? Did you hear them say, no, it's not Russian disinformation. We have it right here. Did you hear that? How about those who were aware of it due to the guy who actually got it in his computer shop telling the media and them telling him to shut up or go away? Why? Because their puppet masters didn't want us to know this. Why? So now we have even more proof that corporate media has, it's set to fix or rig elections against the will of we the people and in favor of their blue masters and the deep state. That is one example of an election that has massively affected this country being swayed by the mainstream media in their, ideal puppetry. If Joe Bob had not been elected, if the actual information on that laptop had been made public And we know for a fact today, Trump would have been reelected. Not a guess. Don't try to tell me it's a guess. If you're saying it's a guess, you haven't done your homework. So let's say it did get out and that the mainstream media did their job and everybody was aware of this and Trump got reelected. The pipeline wouldn't have been shut down on the first day. Gas prices wouldn't have gone through the roof. The border would still be closed. We wouldn't have tucked our tail between our legs and jumped out of Afghanistan. We wouldn't be. I can tell you right now, this country would be so well off 2 years into the second Trump. And I'm not telling you Trump's the best person in the world. I just know what his track record was for the first 4 years. If that would have continued, wow, what disaster we're suffering today would actually exist. Name me one. Would they be teaching critical race theory in our schools? No. Would Mar-a-Lago have happened? No. Would we, again, the sovereignty of our southern border doesn't exist, which means we are no longer a sovereign nation. That is a fact by definition. But yet, if Trump was still in office, that wouldn't have happened. We had the most secure border we had had in decades. We had a 1.4% inflation rate. Not, and they're telling you it's 8.3%. It's actually about 15%. Okay? All of this is a fact. That's what the mainstream media did to you. The mainstream media destroyed the America you lived in 2.5 years ago. No, I'm not lying. I'm not fear-mongering. I'm not giving you crap. I'm telling you the truth. The mainstream media was complicit in the destruction of America and your life. And if they would have done their job as our founders expected them to do, as the fourth estate, not the fourth branch, we would be living in an extremely productive and, I don't know, rich country today. Not one that's falling to pieces right in front of your eyes. The narrative can't conceal the lies any longer. Now, okay, when they report facts, we don't believe them anymore. We know they make up facts all the time. I just gave you one. I could give you many, many more, and you all know I can. When they interpret events, we don't hear the analysis. We suspect the narrative, though, because again, what are we getting today? We're not getting facts anymore. We're not getting true analysis anymore. We're getting a narrative. Unfortunately, the problem goes beyond a mere MSM credibility gap. We'll no longer believe the experts. Stop and think about this. We no longer believe the experts that the MSM has failed to hold accountable. When deep state bureaucrats or Democrat Party operatives say something, why should we believe them? Nobody's checking their veracity. The media has changed from holding them accountable, but instead has enabled them. Now, neither can be trusted, neither the politician nor the media. How many times have you listened to a politician, Joe Bob, say something only to have his very own people the next day backpedal it? How many times have you heard Nancy Pelosi say something only a week or a month later to find out it was an absolute lie? Who held them accountable? Who held them accountable for telling you that you needed to have a COVID-19 vaccine? It had to be mandated because unless you took that vaccine, you were a danger to everybody around you because you could transmit it. And the only way you were allowed out in public was to make yourself safe and get that vaccine. We now know that the CDC, the FDA, and probably the government, and more than likely a big chunk of the media, knew from day one it didn't matter whether you got the shot or not, you could still transmit COVID. But they ruined your life. They forced you to get, and if you wouldn't get the mandate because you, the shot via mandate, because you knew it was the most dangerous pharmaceutical in the history of mankind, they ruined your life. Why? Because you could transmit it. They destroyed our military is nothing like it was when I worked 30 years for the military. I'm an expert in that field. And anybody who doubts that, you're wrong. And we have literally destroyed our military with a mandate that is a lie. You can't be in this tank with me. The media says you need to get a shot because if you don't get the shot, you can transmit this. And if you can transmit it, you can't be in the tank with your buddies, except that everybody who got that shot in the tank could transmit it just as much as you could. But you were forced to take the most dangerous vaccine in the history of humanity, the one that has killed, listen to me, Roger, doesn't lie, globally an estimated 20 million plus people and damaged over 2.2 billion people. What mainstream media channel has told you that? But that article is on the LibertyBeacon.com. And I did a show on it. I did a show on it on RBN last week. How many of you never heard that? How many of you will go out and get the fifth shot because the media told you you need to get it? How many? How many of you know that 2.2 billion people have been harmed by these vaccines globally? How many? We're sitting today on a narrative that is of my making. And my narrative is this. You can no longer trust those who hold power in this country. You can no longer trust those who report on those who hold power in this country. Are you starting to get the idea where we sit today in this country? If you want proof, I can give you so much. This show wouldn't be over for a month, and I wouldn't even have a chance to take a breath. Hunter Biden's laptop is just something that's in your face. Mar-a-Lago is just something that's in your face. These aren't the end of the story by a long shot. When Joe Bob stands up in front of you and tells you the border is secure, how many of you believe that? Since he has been president, over 4 million illegals have come across the border, and that doesn't tell you how many have come across the border that they don't have any tracking on. Estimated to be another 1.5, maybe as many as 2 million. But the border is secure. The withdrawal from Afghanistan was absolutely perfect. It was great. It was the best thing we ever did. Anybody who believes that, you're a freaking moron. And I could go on and on and on and on. You are constantly being told that everything that is coming out of the blue governance of this country is exactly the way it should be and is the best thing that could happen to us. When in fact, you are looking around you every day, watching the increase in crime, the increase in cost, the lack of respect from the teachers your kids go to school with, and I could go on and on. You're watching the world fall apart around you. But if you listen to the mainstream media tonight, they're going to tell you everything is so good. But if you elect the Republicans, if you let them into office in 2 weeks, they're going to make America a bad place to live. Let me explain something to you. They can't make it any worse. They can only make it better. But that's not what we're here to talk about. This state of affairs is not good for America going forward. It's not even a little bit good. The next time the government needs us to believe information, we won't. Government experts may tell us we're facing a public crisis, like a pandemic, But our response will be, says who? What? Okay. Would that be the same scientists who were caught lying about COVID or the press that helped them? This is the most dangerous virus the world has ever seen. It's killing millions of people across the planet. We found out that the PCR test was 98% wrong. Millions of people were not dying from COVID. End of story. We were told it was the most deadly the world had ever seen. And now, listen to me, the CEO of Moderna just stepped up to say, guess what? COVID-19 is about as deadly as the yearly flu, unless you're very old or have a bunch of comorbidities, which the flu does the same damage to them every year anyway. So now we're looking back and we're seeing the truth coming out because they have no choice. It's either that or the prison terms are going to be really, really, really long. So when a government employee steps up to tell you that we have a pandemic coming and it's the worst the planet has ever seen and everybody needs to get vaccinated with this new vaccine because it'll save millions of lives, who the hell is going to believe them? Who will be stupid enough to believe them? Or will we not believe them to our own detriment? Even if what we're being told is the truth, for a change, how will we know until we verify it ourselves? Because we cannot count on the mainstream media. Who do you have to count on? You have to count on Annie's, network, Shake and Wake. You have to count on RBN, Republican Broadcasting Network. You have to count on the Liberty Beacon Project. You have to count on Steve and his show. You have to count on alternative media, because if you go to mainstream media, what are you going to hear? The credibility gap is so huge, it's insane. Why do you think, with all of the websites we have, I had to step up with my team and create a social media platform? Why? Because the ones you're sitting on don't allow the truth. But if you go on there and you tell the mainstream media lies, you're going to make it big time. Try it. It works. This is where we sit in America today. The next time the country needs broad acceptance for a policy issue, we'll question if it's really an issue at all. And this I already see. Is it something that really requires attention, or is it just an excuse to expand more government control? Like the climate change narrative has been. Don't expect us to take any sacrifices for the good of the country or the planet, for that matter, just because confirmed liars claim they're telling the truth this time. Glacier National Park was supposed to be closed in the year 2020. Why was it supposed to be closed? Because we were told that all of the glaciers would have melted by then, except they haven't, not even close. And in some cases, they're even bigger than they ever were. So who do we believe? This public disregard of government and media information is not merely a theoretical forecast of what the future holds. It's what's actually happening right now. For well over a year, we've been told a January 6th attack on the Capitol, and it wasn't an attack, it was a protest, was a huge deal, an attack on the very foundation of our governance, an insurrection. The mainstream media has breathlessly told us that it was a bigger attack on America than the almost 3,000 people murdered on 9/11. And what response did the MSM get? We yawn and change the channel. The more they have told us lately about the January 6th attack, the less we have listened. Now they're shocked that we just don't see January 6th as the crisis they claim it was. Why? They have no credibility. and it's getting worse. Here's a newsflash for them. It's not because we don't care about America. It's because we don't believe them anymore. They threw away their credibility for the sake of their ideology, or the sake of the dollar, or because their puppet masters or the blue deep state told them to. Now they're finding out too late what the value of that discarded credibility is. We've learned that we can't trust the mainstream media. We can't trust the government bureaucracy or the political party, the left, that's in control. We know it for a fact. We'll no longer support the causes they champion because propaganda exposed is a narrative ignored. The next time a Democrat stands up to tell you how evil a Republican is, how many of you are actually going to believe them? Even if that Republican just happens to be pretty damn evil. This is irreparable damage. Our form of governance can't function without an informed public. And that is dependent on, excuse me, that is dependent on an effective news industry. But they willingly sacrificed their credibility, and along with it, their effectiveness. 60% of Americans have rendered their verdict. The mainstream media is a threat to our republic because it undermined the checks and balances necessary to keep our government accountable to us. Self-governance, our representative democracy, fails without accountability. But yet, okay, you can literally go through my cities and burn mainstream to the ground. You can smash doors up. You can take everything that you want. People can die in the actions, and you won't even go to jail. But if you are a conservative and the police open the door, the Capitol Police, and wave you in, and you walk through the Capitol building taking selfies, you could be in prison for, what, a year and a half, almost 2 years, without any lawyer, because you are being sold to we the people as insurrectionists that almost overthrew our government. How many people died on January 6th? One person died, and that was a protester who got shot by a policeman, and she was of no danger to this gentleman at all. To this day, has he been accused of anything? Is he in jail? He's not. The biggest damage done on January 6th were a couple of windows were broken, and it has already been shown by several individuals who have done massive research into that these were done by provocateurs who were paid to do that. Nancy Pelosi didn't get the help that she was offered via the President of the United States. Didn't want it, didn't ask for it. The police opened the door, waved these people in. Provocateurs who were paid by these blue deep state individuals and Democrats to whip the crowd up, so on and so forth. But yet, they're in jail forever. But you walk down my street as BLM or Antifa, and you destroy my city, and you cause people's lives to go away, and you're not even in jail. And the entire time the mainstream media is telling you that all conservatives are now, what? Enemies of the state. And no matter what a liberal does, walks into a store, beats the hell out of the store owner, takes whatever they want and walks out, and gets out on cashless bail the next day to do the same thing a day after. That happens over and over again. And the entire time, the media is telling both you, your kids, your wife, your grandfather, the people you work with, the people you work for, that if you are conservative, you are evil and you are a threat to this country. But if you are blue, everything's good. Do whatever you want. We got your back. We are looking at what was supposed to be the stopgap for all of this, the mainstream media. And with that, we must include social media. We must include the big ones. We must include those like Facebook, those like Twitter, those like Instagram, those like even, you know, your video, YouTube channels. We must include all of that as mainstream media. And today, rather than keeping you informed of the truth so that tyranny does not overtake us and this country, they now play on that team to the point where you're not allowed to say the truth anymore. Welcome to the USSR. Welcome to Nicaragua. Welcome to Castro's Cuba. Welcome to Mao's China. And if you allow it to continue, don't laugh at me 2 years from now when this comes back to haunt you. What did that guy say on his show that day? I'm not telling you the Republicans are the answer to everything. They're not. I'm not telling you that the Republicans aren't corrupt. Of course they are, in a lot of ways. I'm not telling you any of this. What I am telling you is they have made promises and they can be held accountable. By who? By we the people. If you don't even bother to vote to make some kind of a change in the next 2 weeks, don't come back to me and complain going forward. Because if what we see continues for two more years, will there even be an America you can recognize left? Right now, I have seen more destruction in 2 years in America than my entire 68 years on this planet combined. And right now, the biggest support they have, those doing this destruction, is the media that our founders intended to keep this from happening, or to keep you informed so you could keep this from happening. The media can't be trusted anymore. And if they can't be trusted, then those lying to them can't be trusted anymore either. We're on our own, people. It's back in the hands of we the people. Let's go to the title again. MSM and Trust, Opposing Forces. Do you know why I picked that title now? Steve, jump in here. We've got about 2 minutes left. Come to where I went wrong here. Yeah, I know. But I told you I had a lot of information, so.
Yeah.
Where did I go wrong?
You were born in this century? I
don't know. You're right. You couldn't be more right.
I've always thought since I was about 5 years old that I was born in the wrong century, born in the wrong time. But these are interesting times, you know. I don't know.
Anybody who says that they were born and raised in boring times is a moron. I didn't say good times. I said boring times.
Right.
Yeah. Look at all the things you're about my age. Look at all the things you and I have seen over the last half century and more. Look at the changes we've been through. And remember that each and every one of those changes, when they used to be good or they used to be bad, we got the truth from the media. Or we got a lot more truth, let me put it that way, than we're getting today. Today, the truth is about 1%. I can remember a time when I was a kid where it was at least 50 to 60%.
Well, that's about it there.
Okay. Y'all have a really, really, really good day. We'll talk to you again next week. And please remember, it's up to you because they can't be trusted anymore. Bye.